Tomorrow could be horse racing's biggest day in 26 years. If Smarty Jones wins the Belmont Stakes in New York, he will have won the Triple Crown. Just 11 other thoroughbreds have swept the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. The last time it happened was in 1978. Smarty Jones is racing's newest star and a heavy favorite tomorrow, but recent history proves how risky it is to bet on a Triple Crown contender. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
While not technically a centaur, you could argue that Smarty Jones has become half-man, half-horse over the past 5 weeks. The horse part is obvious. He has a tail and likes to whinny. The man part? Not as obvious. But consider the way Smarty's been treated since following up his Kentucky Derby win with a convincing victory in the Preakness.
Smarty Jones had a full police escort this morning as he headed off to New York and the Belmont Stakes this Saturday. But before leaving, his fans got a chance to see him.
2 days ago, Fox News and several other TV stations covered Smarty Jones's procession from his hometown of Philadelphia. At that same moment that motorcycle cops were clearing a freeway path for Smarty's gleaming white trailer, the horse's trainer, John Service, was fielding some very unhorse-like questions during a live TV interview.
We have two questions here. One is from Steve Wooden of Salinas, California. Is there any substance to the rumors linking Smarty Jones with Jennifer Lopez?
Boy, you're going to get me in a lot of trouble. No.
Okay. And from Diane Barton of Lakemore, Ohio, she wants to know, as the official presidential candidate, Smarty Jones, what are his positions on the national debt?
Yes, Triple Crown mania has made people loopy again and turned another horse into Superman. In 1999, Charismatic neared the top of the stretch, trying to win Belmont and the Triple Crown. But that year's Horse of the Moment lost. Five horses in the last 7 years had the same fate. Kentucky Derby and Preakness wins, defeat in the Belmont.
You know, we've had heartbreak. There's no question about it.
Bill Nader is Senior Vice President of the New York Racing Association.
Maybe the toughest defeat in racing history was when Real Quiet lost the Triple Crown in the Belmont by a nose to his arch-rival Victory Gallop.
That photo finish in 1998, Charismatic's broken leg in 99, War Emblem's stumble in the 2002 Belmont. Whether it's racing bad luck or the physical toll of three Triple Crown races in 5 weeks on today's speedier yet less sturdy breed of horse, the Belmont's massive mile-and-a-half track has snuffed out many a bid for racing immortality. Still, racing fans keep coming in larger and larger numbers. Belmont officials expect a record crowd tomorrow of over 100,000. Here's Stephen Crist, publisher of the Daily Racing Form.
I think it's the bid for the Triple Crown that interests people, and it's almost irrelevant whether or not the horse completes it.
Certainly, a Triple Crown winner would create a lot of excitement, but Crist believes it'll be short-lived because many of the people who show up for the big races are only there for that one-day spectacle. And Crist disputes the widespread belief that a Triple Crown winner will rescue the racing industry because, he says, it doesn't need to be rescued. Track attendance is down, but betting, the economic engine that drives horse racing, has increased in each of the last 11 years. What many call a decline, Crist calls a change in horse racing from a spectator sport
to a largely off-track sport where people are visiting thousands of OTBs and simulcast parlors around the country or betting from their living room over the computer and the telephone.
But many in racing believe there's more to it than sitting home placing bets.
He's going to win by a colossal margin. Here is Smarty Jones. He wins the Preakness by a dozen lengths. He remains undefeated. And it's on to Belmont. This Philadelphia
3 days out of the year, people flock to the Triple Crown races, maybe for that something more, a link to the past when the track was the place to be, to socialize, to marvel at the horses up close. This year's marvel, Smarty Jones, already is drawing comparisons to the legendary Secretariat. Some say that's premature, but all seem to agree. The energetic and talented Smarty Jones has a better chance to finish it than any of the recent Triple Crown contenders. If he does, he'll earn a bonus that'll make him the richest racehorse in North America. Not bad for a horse who almost died as a colt when he fractured his skull rearing into a metal bar. A hard luck story and a Triple Crown? If it happens, they may have to replace the Smarty Jones horse trailer with a limo. Tom Goldman, NPR News.